Does that thing print shoes?
Oh, wow.
Now we have to print out some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures.
Print out one of those M.C. Escher designs that are impossible for
Oh, print me a new liver.
Oh, why don't we just print another 3D printer?
That's from Funny or Die. So, casual 3D printing in the office. Are we there yet? There's a high-end restaurant serving only 3D printed food in London. And scientists are printing kidney cells and sheets of cardiac tissue. It all sounds pretty impressive to me. But the DIY versions aren't really quite there yet. Put it this way, you won't be able to print yourself a car anytime soon or a house or anything that kind of can replicate really expensive things. Luke Heemsbergen from the University of Melbourne has helped put together a guide on this. It's appropriately titled Everything You Need to Get Started in 3D Printing. Luke, welcome.
Thank you.
Do we expect too much from 3D printing? How does it measure up to what's actually possible by the technology?
Well, I mean, I think that question really depends on who's using it and how they're using it. The guide we made really focuses on not the office or kind of the scientific uses of 3D printing, but more home use. What everyday or, you know, the average consumer, if you think of yourself as a consumer, can do with one of these printers.
Okay, so what are the shortfalls of 3D printing? What can we as a consumer just not do?
Well, I mean, it's not Star Trek. I grew up with Star Trek, The Next Generation, having, you know, the box that you say Earl Grey hot and a magic, you know, magically tea appears or some other kind of machine. And we're definitely not there yet. But we can, in the home now, make useful, functional objects that help with our everyday lives. And more people are doing so and sharing those designs online. So really what we're interested in is looking at how people are sharing the objects they do, what they share, and what their practices are, and then from there, what their worries are and what their concerns are about, you know, what they can and can't do.
What are some examples of objects that can be very easily be 3D printed?
Sure. To start with the really basic stuff, a shower ring for your if you think about the shower curtain in your shower and those rings are always popping off, rather than going and trying to find a specific one that matches what you already have, maybe it's sold out, maybe it's not made anymore, you can just print out one of those.
That's
good. I mean, if you think about it, it's more about repairing the little bits and odds, the pieces you find are in your kind of domestic space.
Yeah,
you just wish you could.
Stuff is crappy and breaks in my house all the time.
That's right. So this idea is, you know what, maybe I can make a better solution. Or more specifically, maybe someone else already has. So I can go to Google, I can go to one of the, you know, growing 3D printing sites that are online, see what people have made, download it, and see if that solution works for me.
And have there been any total 3D printing disasters?
I can't say that there's been any that have, you know, caused calamity just yet. Most of the really industrial uses are heavily tested. I mean, there's 3D printed parts in all kinds of airframes now that save money in terms of weight and then fuel consumption, etc. So there's a lot of rigorous testing that goes on in the industrial stage before anything like this is put out. But what our report really points out is in the domestic space, it's really a user beware type of situation where warranties and guarantees and those kind of things that consumers might be used to don't really apply.
Okay. I'm a little bit obsessed with this topic, so I want to end it here, and that's food. I mentioned the restaurant serving only 3D printed food.
Yes.
That's just, sorry, but my brain doesn't, I can't get my head around that, right? Does it taste any good? What is that?
Well, it's the same food that you and I would eat in any other way. But what they've done is they've mashed it up and turned it into a paste that they can then print out in really wonderful or beautiful designs. So it looks neat, but it probably tastes pretty much the same.
But it's mashed, so it would be good perhaps for my babies.
Possibly, but as I mean, depending on how they treat it, they can create you can create structures with it. So if it starts out as a paste, but then it'll harden, so you can create a lattice work of sugar, which I mean chefs already do, but this one would be a 3D lattice that, you know, looks really magnificent on a plate or on a cake topper. Right, a lot of 3D printed wedding cake toppers are now getting a lot of press, where you can just make designs that are impossible to make in any other manufacturing process. But they're still just sugar.
You know what my kids want to do, but I won't let them because it's too expensive and I'm that kind of parent. No, we're not doing that. They want to do that thing where you can make your mini-me's, where you can replicate yourself.
That's absolutely it, yeah.
And should I repress them from that opportunity, which is what I've done so far?
What's interesting is we found that of all the scans that people upload online, so when people do share their designs, the things they make private and the things they upload the most are scans of what we think is themselves. So a lot of people are doing that, and you can do it actually you can make a 3D model just with a free program on your iPhone or your Android device. You just kind of walk around your kid in this case, and it basically just takes enough pictures until it has enough information to make its own 3D model. So if you DIY, if you do it yourself, you could save a lot of money and you wouldn't have to be that kind of parent, I suppose.
Okay, I'm already that kind of parent. Luke, you've been a wonderful guest. Thanks for joining me.
Cheers, thank you.
That's Luke Heemsbergen from the University of Melbourne. He's helped put together a guide on this. It's appropriately titled, Everything You Need to Get Started in 3D Printing. There you go. Make little models of yourself. We are absolutely obsessed with ourselves.